We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got to tell you, so this morning, I'm chasing my son. We're playing football, or at least his version of football. Mm-hmm. And as this happens, I get a text from Ernie. And I'm also texting T-Roy, who used to work here, and we're negotiating a fantasy trade.
Right.
So that's
Tell
how
T-Roy
I can...
Sam, T-Roy, if you're listening, I don't know if you can. You know I love you.
He knows, and he loves you too. So I'm chasing my kid playing football, negotiating a fantasy trade, and I see Ernie, who's always on top of these things, sends me the link, Tua is taking over for the Dolphins.
Right.
The reason I bring up my negotiations in fantasy is, as you know,
T-Roy's
is
a big Dolphin fan.
Diehard Dolphin
right,
fan.
Right,
and
right.
And I had the honor of breaking the news to him.
Was he excited about that or what?
He got emotional. He said, we got to stop. We can't talk about trades. I need to digest all of this. You know, he took
a step back to digest everything.
And I was thinking about it. How would I feel about this if I was a Dolphin fan? Because the Dolphins have a shot to make the playoffs. Let's just say it. They do. Why not? I don't know how good this division is. We don't know how good Buffalo is. The Patriots have their issues. And let's not forget, Joe, an extra team makes the playoffs.
Right.
Okay?
That's true.
And Fitzpatrick has played well.
Very well.
So I know Tua is my future, and nothing's going to change that. But I don't know. I think my first reaction would have been, why now? Is now the right time? And I thought back to the Giants in 04.
Well, that's the example. Right, right.
Is it that, you know why I don't know if it's the same? If you remember when the Giants made the call, they were five and two and they lost two in a row.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Then they made the call. So they were on a two-game losing streak, and I think they kind of were looking at themselves saying, you know what, I don't think we're a playoff team. I don't know if I feel that way about Miami. I mean, I look at the Dolphins right now, and you talk about moving in the right direction. The Dolphins feel, especially over the last 2 weeks with the blowout against the Niners and obviously the blowout against the Jets and a game against Seattle in which they had a real shot, and they had the win against Jacksonville. They've won 3 out of 4.
They lost a tough game to Buffalo by a field goal. I think they lost by 3 in that game, didn't they?
That's right. Second week of the year.
Right, right.
They feel like a team trending in the right direction.
Definitely.
So my knee-jerk reaction as I'm really digesting this and thinking about how I would feel as a Dolphin fan was, this isn't the right time. Why am I doing this now?
But maybe they feel he's ready to go. You know, maybe Flores and the coaching staff there just feels, okay, the time, you know, we're seeing enough now in practice that we think this, it's time for this guy, you know? I mean, maybe.
Yeah. How would you feel?
I think you have to look at it this way. Excuse me. We all know that Tua is eventually taking over as the quarterback.
Sure.
And I think you have to look at the Dolphins. Sure, maybe the Dolphins have an outside shot to make the playoffs with Fitzpatrick. You mentioned an extra team. We, you know, 7 teams in the playoffs. We don't know how good they are. We, you know, who knows? I mean, they're trending, like you said, up. But how good are they really? We don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be completely adverse against it. Because you got to figure, well, we're not winning the Super Bowl. No matter what happens, we're not going all the way. I mean, I think we can pretty much safely say that for Miami.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I think I might be on the side of, wow, I'm excited. Let's go. I might be on that side, bro, to be very honest with you.
Well, I think the way I would handle it if I was a Dolphin fan is my first reaction is, why are we doing this now? But, of course, as the days lead on. Because remember, they have a bye week, so you got a week to digest
this. Well, that's probably why they're doing it, too. I mean, I'm sure that it's a big part of it. You know, maybe that was the game plan all along. You know, let's see where we are at the bye.
Right.
And then we'll do what we need to do.
Well, that plan changed because their bye was supposed to be week 11.
That's true. I forgot about that. That's right. Their bye did change because they weren't supposed to play the Jets.
Right. And maybe that was the plan, Joe.
Maybe.
Yes, week 11 we'll evaluate. Right.
Maybe they think, hey, we're playing so well right now. Now's the time for us to put this kid in there because everything around him is going so well. Maybe that's the thought process.
If they were close to doing this, and you bring up a point that obviously we can't see, and that's what are they seeing in practice?
Right.
Maybe they are
right.
so blown away by him that they say we're ready to go. I guess I would question why wouldn't you do it before the Jet game? Because if there's a game where you can get him off to a good start, if there's a game where you can give him a W right out of the chute, wouldn't it have been this game?
Well, I'll say this. I think that maybe they looked at it like, look, this is a game we should win. Let's win this game. You know, maybe this was Flores' thought. Let's win this game. Again, they knew at that point, before they played the Jets, once that game got changed, they knew their bye week was going to be the week after it.
Right.
Let's get this game. We're coming off this big win over the Niners. We're playing well. I don't want to upset the apple cart. Let's get this win over the Jets. Then we got a week with the bye, and let's see where we are at that point. And I think we got the tip of it because they put him in the game at the end.
Yeah,
they put him in the game at the end, and you know, maybe that was their Flores saying, okay, this is the change now. This is the change.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And obviously it was.
And they're going to give this kid a shot. I mean, obviously, you know when you draft someone in the first round. I mean, just look at the modern NFL.
Right.
When you draft a quarterback in the first round, they are going to play in year one.
And especially a kid that's as highly touted. I mean, obviously the injury he had last year at Alabama, but you know, a kid that was as highly touted as this kid was. I mean, let's be honest.
But he is also or was overcoming a major hip injury too.
No question.
I think that was, you know, a part of the factor here. But you looked at Tua, you looked at Justin Herbert, and you knew, okay, both guys are going to play this year. It's just a matter of when. And sometimes the when happens earlier because of injury, self-inflicted, unfortunately, with what happened with the Chargers. Not Tyrod's fault, obviously.
Right.
The coaching, the medical staff.
Yeah, Tyrod has
been
totally wally-pipped, it looks like now.
He has, and it's a shame, but it was going to happen eventually anyway.
Right.
Like you draft a quarterback in the first round in this era, you're going to play. It's just a matter of when. Look at Daniel Jones. We knew it going into the season. Daniel's going to replace Eli Manning. We didn't know when.
Right.
We weren't sure the week. But usually, the track record of the last decade says it's going to happen sooner rather than later. That's the history of it. Now,
Indeed.
Some guys just start right away. Like, I'll give you a spoiler alert. The Jets' next quarterback is starting right away.
Oh, God. Trevor Lawrence is starting from day one.
I mean, no question.
You could take that to the bank. You know, let's be honest.
No question. And look, Joe Burrow started right away.
Right.
I guess it was just
Mark
the
Sanchez
timing
started right away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we saw that with the Jets.
Sam Darnold started right away.
He did.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of guys do start right away, obviously.
Yeah,
I was just very surprised.
In this world now, they do. I mean, you know, look, when I was growing up, it was always, 4 years to develop a quarterback. I mean, that's what you really heard, 4 years.
You can forget that.
And that's changed. Well, of course, it's completely changed now.
So we'll see how he does, but they do have a week and a half off. They are putting him into the fire against a tough opponent playing the L.A. Rams. I mean, that ain't easy.
No.
Welcome to the NFL, kid. You know?
Yep.
Say hi to Aaron Donald.
Aaron, yep.
Have fun with that. And then they play Arizona and the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. Or did they move that check? You know what? I'm a mess with the Dolphins schedule.
I don't even know. I mean, all I know is the next three opponents for the Jets are Buffalo, Kansas City, and New England. I know.
So it's not the Jets after that for the Dolphins.
Now
that I think about it, because they changed that game.
No, I don't know what I don't know who they play. Then the bye is after that for the Jets. And I don't know who they play after that. I'm not sure.
I pulled up the Dolphins schedule.
Maybe they play the Chargers after that now. Do they?
Oh, I know what it is. Okay, it's Rams, Cardinals.
This is the Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Yeah, Tua. Tua's debut. November 1st against the Rams at home. That's his debut. The next week in Arizona against the Cardinals. Week after that, home against the Chargers. So that's the game that they moved. Then they go to Denver. Then they play the Jets, the week 12 game.
I see.
And then they play the Bengals. So that's what it looks like for Tua as he embarks on his NFL career. So it was a surprise announcement. I don't think anybody really saw it coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I didn't see it coming. I didn't think they would make the switch yet. But, again, I guess they tipped their hand when they put him in the game Sunday.
Yeah, apparently they did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.